Welcome to the Special Bulletin Review, the secure remote workforce sponsored by Lookout.
Hello and welcome to today's program. I'm Eric White. If you're a federal employee still working, there's a chance you've been doing it from your home office, hopefully securely. And there is also no doubt that your agency's operations have had to shift significantly since the pandemic hit. The Drug Enforcement Administration is, of course, no different. To find out more about the measures it took to ensure employees were working in a safe environment even while at home, Federal News Network's Jason Miller spoke with Maura Quinn, the DEA's Chief of Information Systems.
Well, we were positioned pretty well because we have a pretty mobile workforce already. So our workforce already had mobile devices, so smartphones, and we have mobile device management, so we manage those phones securely. So we were in good shape there. And we already had a VDI solution, and also we had a VPN solution. So those two solutions were mostly in place for the few people in our agency who were already teleworking, and then, you know, bad weather days, those sorts of things. So they're pretty small environments. So to start with, we had the systems in place, we just had to expand on them.
And talk a little bit about what that meant to expand on a system. Sometimes, I mean, as you well know, it sounds sometimes easier than done, but maybe this case it was a pretty, you know, just went from 10 licenses to 5,000 licenses or something to that effect.
I wish I could say it was that easy, but we started on our mobile devices. We were fine. We didn't have to do anything there as far as smartphones, so we were in good shape with that aspect of our kind of mobile workforce. As far as the rest of it goes, we could support, before COVID, on the VDI side, we could support about 1,200 concurrent users, and on the VPN side, we could support about 900. So we have about 15,000, so that wasn't going to work for us. So what we did is, back in February, we started seeing how things were going in other places and sat down together. I have a really great team. And, you know, I put the question to them, what can we do to expand quickly our remote work capability? So the team went to work. And by time COVID came around and we had the requirement to go to max telework, we were able to support 10,000 on our VPN, and eventually we were able to support and can support about 2,500 on our VDI. That's concurrent users. So we were in pretty good shape once the call came. Now, there are other things that we had to do because a lot of the workforce was not prepared for working in a remote environment. So we had to work through and get people connected to our environments. So our service desk, we had to surge that, and so we had kind of longer waits than we would have liked to help the workforce get online, either through VPN or VDI. But overall, after about a week or so, that was all kind of resolved, and we're off and running.
So help me understand, because it, just on the surface, 2,500 concurrent users on the VDI sounds awfully small, when I think you said you had about 15,000 employees. The idea is not everyone's going to be on the VDI at one time. People work different shifts. And obviously DEA agents and others, law enforcement officers, are in the field, so they may not need to be on the VDI when they're doing their investigations or other work. Is that the thought behind that?
Well, we also can support 10,000 on a VPN. So we have laptops that we have that can only be used on our internal network, and we use a VPN to access that network. So with credentials, either a PIV card or a multi-factor authentication, using our internal network laptop, we can access our internal network. So 10,000 of our workforce could do it that way concurrently. And then VDI, basically you bring your own device or you bring another government's device. And again, you can sign in that way using the credentials that we provide. So we could support total 12,500 concurrent users.
Okay, that's helpful, because sometimes people hear VPN, they think, oh, well, to get to the VDI, you got to use the VPN. So I think what you're basically saying here is there are two paths. Both paths got you to the end result, which is basically being able to work.
Correct.
Talk a little bit about this effort, because DEA, like many law enforcement agencies, also work in a classified environment. Did that throw a little bit of a curveball into be able to the remote work, the surge in teleworking?
Well, we still have people working on site. So there's a reduced number who work on site as far as the IT departments. Our workforce out in the field hasn't stopped as far as the agents go. And some of the agents have turned their cars into offices. But so DEA's ability to accomplish its mission has not stopped because of COVID. So I'd say we have not been impacted in our ability to conduct investigations. So we, on the secure side, have folks that have had to come into the office. So what we've done is we reduce the number of people in offices. So only the people who have to be there to either maintain networks or use those networks are coming into the office. So we don't have a remote classified solution, but we've been able to manage that by reducing the workforce and, you know, hopefully preventing the spread of disease among those who have to actually come into the office.
I know talking to folks at the Defense Department and others there, and even in the intelligence community, like ODNI and NSA, they've been very vocal about, we have to figure out the classified side too. So maybe they'll get something going that everyone can use across the IC. It's been a few months now, things have evolved. As you said, you haven't really missed a beat in missing mission. What comes next as you kind of have gone through this process? What are you looking, okay, we got this far, how do we keep it going? What do we need to do next?
Well, I think we're in pretty good shape. What we're trying to do now is add additional functionality. So have ways where the workforce that is out in the field and maybe not in the office can move data from a smartphone into our environments, to be able to scan documents, to be able to move evidence around securely in different ways. So we're trying to add additional functionality to the workforce and help them be able to perform in ways that they haven't been able to do things before because they're not necessarily in the office. So we're trying to do those sorts of things. We upped our ability to do conference calls and bridges and video calls. So we used to have about 100 WebEx licenses, and we upped that to about 800. So the workforce is now pretty able to communicate via conference bridges and video conferences, and that makes it a lot easier for people to perform. So we have internal IM capabilities and email, of course, and phones. So there's lots of ways for us to communicate, and we're going to keep on going in that direction to try to give folks a lot of options to be able to keep the work going.
That's Maura Quinn, Chief of Information Systems at the Drug Enforcement Administration, speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. We'll have more from the interview after a quick break. I'm Eric White.
Protecting your organization's mobile devices is more important than ever in today's telework environment. Lookout, the leader in mobile security, delivers modern endpoint security with the most comprehensive protection from device, network, app, and phishing threats without prying into your data. Carahsoft, the trusted government IT solutions provider, partners with Lookout to streamline and optimize distribution. For more security that goes everywhere you go, visit lookout.com.
A problem many don't think of when implementing telework measures are those who are actually doing the work going to be comfortable with the tools and mechanisms required. Federal News Network's Jason Miller asked the DEA's Chief of Information Systems, Maura Quinn, about that very subject.
I think people are really liking it. In the IT workforce, telework, remote work, it lends itself very easily to this sort of work. Other sorts of work within the agency, more in person is much more important. But I do think we have a little bit of telework fatigue. You know, people are tired of sitting in their homes and would like to get back into the office. But for right now, we're seeing, at least my division, primarily telework, although we do have about 10% of our workforce in doing different things that can't be done remotely. So I do think we have a little bit of fatigue, but I think in the long run, having a better mix of telework and in-person work will be something that we'll strive for. So I think this has shown us how well telework does work, how well these technologies work, whether it's our WebEx capability, whether it's VDI or VPN or whatever we happen to be using. It has showed that technology can give people a lot greater flexibility in their work-life balance.
In many ways, that's been one of the silver linings in all of this COVID and coronavirus tragedy and pandemic emergency, that people realize, oh, I can do 80%, 90% of my job from home or from a different location. I don't have to be tied to a desk. And I think that's a big deal. And that's one of the things we've learned. Would you point to maybe some other things that you've learned from this mass telework effort or other things that maybe you knew, but really was driven home because so many people worked outside the office?
Well, I think the technology, it was not as easy to set up as we'd hope. So networking issues, firewall issues, multi-layers of security, all those things had to be worked through in order to securely use these capabilities. So I think that was a bit of a challenge. But once we've gotten there, it has been pretty smooth sailing. So that's been pretty great. And I think, you know, the workforce has enjoyed it, but the work has been pretty normal, I have to say. You know, everybody is doing their stuff, meetings. I think there's a lot more meetings than we used to have because you can't stop by somebody's desk and just have a quick chat. You set up a meeting. So those sorts of things have been a little bit more difficult to manage and for the workforce to start seeing how they can use technologies to communicate with each other rather than set up meetings and blocking people's day from beginning to end. So learning how to manage our interactions with each other, I think, has taken a little time, and I think we're getting better at that. But I think that will continue to evolve as everyone gets more used to using these technologies.
From a security perspective, and I'm not talking about cybersecurity, I think we'll get there in a sec, but just from the confidence that, hey, this employee or that employee is able to do their work from home, not and do it well, and not worry about, will the laptop work? Will the connection work? Will the VDI or VPN be overwhelmed? Has that all been kind of taken care of itself? I mean, you guys have to pay attention to it. You're getting probably, imagine, if not hourly, you know, daily readouts of the status of the infrastructure. Was that ever a concern for you, that would our infrastructure hold?
Well, initially we didn't have enough. So we, you know, it took us about a month to get things in place, and we had people working very long hours in order to do that. So we had a workforce that already knew how to work VDI, already knew how VPN works, already knew how a mobile device management tool worked. So we were able to expand on those things, and we were fortunate that we have in our agency. We do a life cycle refresh for laptops, and we had a bunch available, and we're able to send additional laptops out to folks who needed them to be able to work remotely. So we were actually positioned well, and the workforce, my workforce, worked very hard to get things in place to make sure that we didn't have problems with networks, and that we could make sure that people can remain connected. And that's when the service desk had problems, we augmented with other personnel to help people through with the challenges of getting connected. But once we have everybody up and running, it's been pretty smooth sailing.
Generally speaking, is the DEA using the cloud a lot, a little? How big a role did the cloud play into ensuring you guys are successful?
We have an internal private cloud, so we manage that ourselves. So in this particular situation, the cloud didn't either hinder or help us. The capabilities we used didn't really depend necessarily on having to use our cloud.
But I guess moving to an internal cloud, as you said, you manage it yourselves. You were able to then, if you needed to add more capability or more bandwidth or more whatever, you could do that versus having to call up one of the providers and worry about potentially running up a bill or something where you maybe got to a point where you couldn't afford to pay for the services. Did that play a role into kind of your thinking and your planning because you had that internal cloud?
Well, we actually had equipment that was available because of our private cloud that made a lot of the transition that we needed to make possible. So we needed additional firewalls. We needed additional gear in order to expand our VPN solution tenfold in a month. And we were lucky that we had that available, and we had people who knew how to get it all provisioned and up and running in a very short period of time. So the cloud itself is a great capability, but a lot of this was networking. And our VDI solution does reside with our cloud. And we were able to expand that VDI. That took a little bit longer because we did have to do a procurement in order to get additional gear in. So we had to wait a little bit for the VDI to expand.
A lot of what I've heard, though, is that the vendor partners that you have, and I imagine there's some in there somewhere, really played a huge role in getting agencies ready and set up, as well as the acquisition side, which let's dig into that a little bit. Your partnership, your how well you worked with the budget side, the acquisition side, some of the other CXOs, and if you will, that also was important to get you guys ready to be a successful, secure remote workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we totally worked with our CFO and our head of contracting on the VDI side to do a very quick turnaround procurement to get additional equipment in for Nutanix and get additional licensing in, which was really helpful. So it was a great team effort to overcome that particular hurdle. So they really helped a lot and came through for the agency from that perspective.
I heard a great story from another chief information officer at the transportation department who said he got personally involved. He called up the vendor and said, I need this now. And the vendor said, well, usually takes, he goes, no, you don't understand. I need this now. And they were able to push through those licenses through. And he said a procurement that usually would take, 30 to 60 to 90 days, they got it done in 5 days. So I think that's a great example of not somebody pushing their will, but just kind of when it's that important, you have to really kind of explain that to the vendor, explain that to the acquisition, explain that to everyone to really push forward.
Yeah, sure. I think there was lots of folks pushing the vendors as it became obvious that what was happening. So I think the poor vendors were answering the mail all over the place, but we did have some very good luck, I think, again, because we planned early and were in line pretty quickly. So we were able to expand on what we needed to relatively rapidly because of the timing that we were working on in March when we got the call to go to Max Telework.
Maura Quinn is Chief of Information Systems at the Drug Enforcement Administration. Speaking there with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Hear the rest of our interview with her after one more break. I'm Eric White.
Protecting your organization's mobile devices is more important than ever in today's telework environment. Lookout, the leader in mobile security, delivers modern endpoint security with the most comprehensive protection from device, network, app, and phishing threats without prying into your data. Carahsoft, the trusted government IT solutions provider, partners with Lookout to streamline and optimize distribution. For more security that goes everywhere you go, visit lookout.com.
We continue our interview with Maura Quinn, Chief of Information Systems at the Drug Enforcement Administration. She spoke with Federal News Network's Jason Miller.
Maura, let's switch gears just a little bit and talk maybe a little bit of cybersecurity, because one of the big concerns around when any agency kind of shifts to a more mobile workforce is the cyber side. Now, the VDI, you mentioned two-factor authentication, the VPN, same thing, either the PIV card or another two-factor authentication. And then you also mentioned that an MDM solution for mobile devices. Walk me through a little bit about how you took on the cybersecurity challenge as it relates to being obviously a more secure mobile workforce.
Well, I mean, we're a law enforcement agency primarily, and security is paramount to us. So we already have had all that security in place. So we didn't have to make major changes. We already had the MDM solution. We already had credentials. We already had secure laptops that are on an internal network, not a classified network, but a secure, sensitive, but unclassified network that only work on that network and don't go on the internet. So we were poised for working remotely and in a secure manner. So again, for us, we had a lot of this already in place. What we had to do was expand on our VDI and VPN capability because it wasn't designed for the entire workforce. It was designed for the snow emergencies and for a smaller contingent who might be teleworking. So from a cybersecurity perspective, we were well positioned.
Was there anything with the more people out there with a higher number of teleworkers or remote workers, and even whether it's on your phone or through a laptop or through some other kind of device, was there any concern that all of a sudden your tech service grew and we have to have new tools or different tools to ensure that we are, if you will, covering the entire attack surface so we're not putting ourselves at risk or more risk?
I don't think so, because we didn't really change the technology. We expanded it. So, like, as I mentioned, we had the security already in place, and we just broadened everything at the same time. So that hasn't been a big issue for us. The things that we're trying to do is we're trying to expand on the capabilities we already have for additional functionality. So, for example, we don't let our workforce print if they're at home, because we have sensitive documents. So we went to full digital signatures. So making sure the workforce knew how to use digital signature, so we didn't have to have printed documents floating around, and we didn't interfere with people's ability to do their job. So we took up things like that to help make everything work for the workforce, so they could work normally just from an electronic platform.
It's kind of ironic that we've been waiting for the killer app for digital signatures, and actually the killer app was a pandemic that we finally got agencies moving with digital signatures. I heard that from several different agencies. Had you guys used much digital signatures before the pandemic, or was it more of a pilot?
We have used digital signatures, but not for everything. So it was a much bigger and more robust push to allow digital signature to be used ubiquitously, and not just on these particular forms or in this particular instance. It was to make sure that the workforce knew that they could use it on everything except for a few financial documents. We have a workaround for that. And then they knew how, not only that they knew that they could do it, but they knew how to do it. So with both of those in place, with a policy in place, we were able to push that out pretty rapidly and make that available to the workforce.
A lot of agencies are starting to relook at returning to the work, to the office. And a lot of times I hear from federal executives like yourself, it's going to be a very much a hybrid environment. And when we talk hybrid, obviously we're not talking about cloud here, but this idea that some people will be in the office, some people will be teleworking, some people will be in the office one day a week or 2 days a week, and others will be there one or 2 days a month. How does what you've learned and what you've seen over the last, you know, 6-7 months really going to translate into the future of how the DEA helps its employees, helps its workforce meet the mission while obviously being safe and productive?
Well, I think it really depends on the job series within DEA. The agent workforce has not stopped coming into the office, or they've made their cars into their office. So that workforce is out in the field, in the streets, doing what they need to do to get the job done. For other folks, we have still about a little less than 30% of our workforce that is working remotely instead of on-site. And I think a large number of those will probably stay in that status, because that means we have fewer people in the office. So those who have to go into the office can be safer and they can socially distance.
You've been listening to our interview with Maura Quinn, Chief of Information Systems at the Drug Enforcement Administration. If you missed any of this interview or would like to share it, you can find it on our website. Head to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Federal Insights. I'm Eric White.
Thank you for listening to the special bulletin review, The Secure Remote Workforce, sponsored by Lookout on Federal News Network.
Protecting your organization's mobile devices is more important than ever in today's telework environment. Lookout, the leader in mobile security, delivers modern endpoint security with the most comprehensive protection from device, network, app, and phishing threats without prying into your data. Carahsoft, the trusted government IT solutions provider, partners with Lookout to streamline and optimize distribution. For more security that goes everywhere you go, visit lookout.com.
When we need help, we turn to government. When government needs help, they turn to Federal News Network. Federal News Network, helping feds meet their mission.